We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Farrell on the bench on a Tuesday, coming off the doubleheader Monday night football games in Minneapolis and in Vegas. So the Vikings are in the playoffs. That's a done deal. Aaron Jones and Cam Akers had touchdown runs in the second half to complement their defense. And the Vikings moved into a tie for first place in the North by beating the Bears easily 30-12 for their seventh straight win. They're 12-2. They clinched a spot in the playoffs with Seattle's loss to Green Bay on Sunday night. And they caught their break when Detroit's 11-game winning streak was stopped by the Bills on Sunday. Kevin O'Connell said it's going to be incredibly competitive down the stretch. We're going to have to play well and continue to improve, chasing our best football. Justin Jefferson had 7 catches for 73 yards and a tutty from Sam Darnold in the first quarter that was set up by Greenard's sack and forced fumble on Caleb Williams. Jefferson said, just seeing us stacking the plays, stacking the good games together is really good to see. Our potential is high. Every game we're expecting the offense to be the best on the field. The Bears put the heat on Darnold, who went 24-40 for 231 and threw his first pick in 5 games. On a 4th-and-3 throw, 3 plays after Jefferson dropped what would have been a 30-yard tutty, but they had a double-digit lead for the last 50-plus minutes of the game. The Vikings turned to Jones, who got 18 rushes for 86 yards and a tutty. They had the defense flying around. Williams kept alive his NFL rookie record string of 286 passes without a pick for the 8th straight game. But the Bears fell to 4-10, and they've lost all of those games when he hasn't thrown a pick. So what's the difference? The first overall pick in the draft went 18 for 31 for 191 and threw a late tutty to Keenan Allen after a blocked punt that gave Chicago the ball at the mini 27. Swift ran 19 times for 79 yards for the Bears, who've been outscored 53-0 in the first half over the last 3 games. They're the first team with 3 consecutive scoreless first halves since Jacksonville in 2018. Man, do they suck. I don't care what anybody says. That's all there is to it. So what's next? The Bears host the Lions on Sunday at Soldier Field. And the Vikings visit the Seahawks at Lumen Field in Seattle. The other game was equally as bad. The Falcons were just trying to hold on at the end. They had double-digit leads in the game, but the Raiders had 2 passes into the end zone at the end of the game. 2 passes to steal a win and hand Atlanta a huge crushing blow to their playoff hopes, but they couldn't get it done. Desmond Ridder's first attempt was incomplete, and his second was picked off by Jesse Bates, allowing the Falcons to escape Cincinnati, beautiful downtown Las Vegas, baby, with a 15-9 win. And to keep pace in the NFC South, they're 7-7. They ended a 4-game losing streak to remain a game behind the first place Tampa Bay Bucks. Atlanta has the head-to-head tiebreaker in a close race with 3 games remaining. Raheem Morris said, their coach, that's where you want to be, and that's exactly where we're at. We've got a short week. We got to get back in the lab. We got to find ways to fix what we did wrong tonight and come out and get another win. Atlanta has a nice schedule facing 2 teams with a combined 5 wins that sandwich a trip to 9-5. Washington, Tampa has a similar stretch. Of course, a potential number one overall draft pick rather than playoffs make up most of the conversation when it comes to the Raiders. They lost their 10th straight game, the NFL's longest skid, and are tied with the Giants for the league's worst record. It's the 5th longest skid in Raiders history and the worst since dropping 16 straight about 10 years ago. Cousins entered with no touchdown passes and 8 picks over his last 4 games. And people started talking about putting Michael Penix in, who would take over at quarterback. Morris, though, stuck with Cousins because they gave him $180 million in 4 years. Over the number 8 pick in the NFL draft, Penix. Cousins didn't do much. He passed for 112 yards without a pick. He was awful. His 30-yard pass to Drake London with 14 seconds left in the first quarter put Atlanta ahead 7-0. It was his first touchdown since firing three of them on November 3rd in a win over the Cowboys. Morris said he's got to play better. Cousins did not disagree. He said, it's starting to look obvious that I have to play better. Bijan Robinson rushed for 125 yards and London caught three passes for 53 yards. He had 219 career catches. London passed Calvin Ridley's 217 catches for the most in Falcons history over a player's first three seasons. What's next? Falcons host the Giants on Sunday, and they are putrid. The Raiders host the Jags on Sunday at Allegiant in Vegas. All right, let's look at the NBA from last night. A wild game. You got Butler with a triple-double. Cade Cunningham with a triple-double. Cunningham, 20, 11 boards, 18 dimes. Butler, 35, 19 boards, 10 dimes. Who won the game? Overtime. Pistons won it, 125-124. Hardaway hit three threes in the overtime to lead Detroit in the extra session. The Cavs blew out the Nets and covered 130-101 and no sleep till Mobley had 21 to lead the 23-4 Cavs. Sixers won and covered in Hornetville, 121-108 over Charlotte. PG had 33. And that was all she wrote. Sixers get it done. Maxey had 40. Vucevic had 24. Bulls by one over the Raptors. They were laying one, so it was a push. Nuggets were getting one, and they won by one in Sacramento, 130-129. Joker with a triple-double, 20, 14 boards, 13 dimes. Clippers, 144-107 over the Jazz. Harden had 41, and it was easy money. Tonight, the NBA Cup, you got the championship. Bucks and Thunder in T-Mobile Arena in Vegas. Oak City laying 5.5. 215.5 is the number. 8:30 on ABC. That game should be awesome tonight. Shai Gilgeous against Giannis. Yo, there's a bowl game tonight, 9 o'clock on ESPN, number 25, Memphis, and West Virginia in the Frisco Bowl down in Frisco, Texas. Memphis laying 4.5, 58.5 is the total. College football tonight and every night the rest of the week and weekend. Last night was pretty much the worst night of college basketball I've ever seen, but I was hot picking winners and cashing tickets. I hit Charleston 77-67 over Wofford. They got it done and covered. I hit Louisiana Tech at home against Grand Canyon, getting three. They win 74-66. What else? I hit Air Force getting 9 at Northern Colorado. They lost by 5. I hit Northern Iowa. They blew out Montana 104-76. I hit Texas Tech. They covered the big number, 28.5 against Oral Roberts. 86-50 was the final. I hit everything that came my way. Literally, TCU 58-49 over South Bama. And what else? New Mexico State, Southern U. I hit Southern U. I was getting a boatload of points, and they covered. At Las Cruces, 72-69. Southern loses, but they cover, right? That was it. It was literally an awful night in college rack, but tonight's not. Let's start it off with tonight. George Mason and Duke at Cameron Indoor. Duke laying 19.5. It's at 7 o'clock. Also at 7, North Carolina and Florida. In Charlotte, they're playing this game at the Jumpman Invitational. Florida laying 3.5. Clemson and South Carolina playing in Columbia. Clemson laying 2.5. Tennessee in Knoxville at the Food Center against West Carolina. Vols laying 36.5. Southern's at Ole Miss, 17th ranked. Rebs laying 22.5 at home. Number 20, Michigan State and Oakland in Detroit. Michigan State laying 16.5. UNLV playing at number 22, Dayton. Dayton laying 11.5. And number 2, Auburn's at the Neville against Georgia State. Auburn laying 38.5. And UCLA, ranked 18th, they're at Pauley against Prairie View, laying 33.5 at home. So those were all the ranked games. Unranked, Winthrop at Florida State, Knowles laying 11.5, Seton Hall at Nova, Nova laying 8.5, Valpo at Ohio State, Buckeyes laying 21.5, Drexel at Howard, Drexel laying 2.5, DePaul at St. John's at Carnesecca Arena in Queens, Johnny's laying 13.5, North Florida's at Asheville, Asheville laying 2.5. What else do we got here in terms of other games that are decent? Gardner Webb at Georgia Southern. Georgia Southern laying 2.5. Towson at Bobby Moe. Towson laying 1.5. Coastal at North Carolina A&T. A&T laying 2.5. Florida International, East Carolina. East Carolina laying 7.5. Charlotte at home against West Georgia. Charlotte laying 15.5. Holy Cross at Quinnipiac. Quinnipiac laying 9.5. St. Bonnie at Siena. St. Bonnie laying 7.5. James Madison at Wake. Wake laying 7.5. Central Michigan and Michigan, Mississippi State. Mississippi State land 19.5. Kansas City at Wichita State. Wichita land 14.5. Jacksonville State at Missouri. Columbia. So there, the Tigers land 17.5. St. Francis of PA at Maryland at College Park. Terps land 34.5. What else? Seattle U at Western Kentucky. Hilltoppers land 7.5. Lamar at Southern Miss. Lamar land 3.5. Drake at K-State. K-State land 1.5. Houston Christian at Monroe. Monroe land 5.5. UC San Diego at Utah State. Utah State land 8.5. Radford at Colorado State. Colorado State land 11.5. Watch out. Radford's 9-3. I'll take the points. Texas Southern at Boise. Boise laying 22.5. Florida A&M at Utah. Utah laying 31.5. Stetson Cologne at LSU. LSU laying 24.5. Denver at Poly. Poly laying 10.5. Sac State at Oregon State. Oregon State laying 19.5. And Merrimack at Stanford. The Cardinal laying 15.5. Let's look at hockey last night. Great game. Stars at home, 3-1 over the Caps. I watched a great one late night because the Monday Night Football games were so atrocious. I switched to the hockey game on NHL Network. It was the rematch of the Stanley Cup Finals. Panthers and Oilers at Rogers Place in Edmonton for Alberta. The Oilers were up 4-2, but no. The Panthers get it done for Goldie on ice and Randy Moeller with the call. They win it 6-5, just like they won the Stanley Cup. They were down to Verhaeghe had the go-ahead winner. Reinhardt also had a big goal and an assist. Hyman had 2 goals for the Oilers. McDavid had 3 assists. But the Panthers win a big one in Edmonton. And the Canucks beat the Avs 3-1. Let's take a look at tonight's NHL. At PPG, the Kings and Penguins go at it. LA's minus -140. Sabres and Canadiens at the Bell Center. I cannot believe Buffalo's favored. They haven't won in 10 games, but they're minus -125. Give me Montreal. Jackets and Lightning at Amalie in Tampa. The Lightning are minus -260. Islanders are at Raleigh. Canes are minus -215. Devils are in St. Louis. Devils are minus -175. Rangers have lost 10 of 13. They're in Nashville. Preds are minus -120. Caps are at the United Center against the Blackhawks. Caps are minus -185. Bruins, Flames at Saddledome. Boston's minus -125. Senators and Kraken at the Climate Pledge in Seattle. Ottawa's minus -120. And Jets, Sharks at the Tank. Jets are minus -215. My team last night hated most beat the Ballers. Remember the old Pharrell Ballers, an 11 championship dynasty. They have 3 players that remain: Killer, Money, Messina. We still beat them. It was 47-all late in the game, and then we held them to 1 point the rest of the way. Hated most wins at 60-48. We take on the Russians next Monday night. It'll be my 22nd title game in the Lifetime U Hoops League. And that's a national league that's really tough. It's really intense. It's very physical and violent and crazy. It's a good league. There's a lot of ex-NBA players that play in it, a lot of really good players that play in it, and it's fun playing in it, and I'm playing for another chip. So that was pretty kick-ass last night. You know where to find me, 3 o'clock every day, 3 to 6 on Sports Grid TV, Sports Grid app, sportsgrid.com/watch. It's Pharrell Coast to Coast. We're also on TCL, Samsung Plus, Vizio, and LG TVs. Just search Sports Grid. You'll find us. We're on Amazon Freevee, Roku, Sling, Fubo TV, YouTube TV, Fire TV, and Sirius Channel 159. Make sure you get the Pharrell and the Prophet app. It's badass, and it makes people lots of money because the Prophet hits tons of bets. Catch Prophet plays, Pharrell Unplugged, Saturdays. How the F did they get Tony Bruno? There's other good shows too. Meet the Creeps, Miserable Men, Barely Legal, Pipe Dreamers. It's got it all. It's even got an avatar, Stubby, who hates my guts. Well, I hate him too. By the way, I was doing the show the other day on the app. You see, it's all videos and stuff. My camera broke. I blame Mickey, who's in Turks and Caicos for 2 weeks in the turquoise water vacationing while we're up here working our asses off and freezing our asses off and getting ready for Christmas. He's laying at the pool and at the beach and getting a tan on his 95th vacation of the year. I hate him. I hate you. I hate everybody. But I love, hated most in the championship game. And I thought that Oiler-Panther game last night that Florida won was absolutely incredible. It was better than those Monday Night Football games, I'll tell you that much. So there you go on a Tuesday with another episode of Pharrell on a Bench. Sha, 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 sha,